Click.
Yep.
I pressed a button and I liked it.
Did you get your email, Craig?
You didn't see my reply.
I didn't. I don't look at it. I'll look, though. I didn't feel like, even though I asked you a question in it, I was kind of hoping you wouldn't reply and would just be satisfied.
I'm mostly satisfied.
What? Okay.
Did you do any research on which defenses I should pick? Because that
I did not, but I will.
Mm. And then as a joke, I asked you, you know, where's all my kicker information at?
Jeff Reed, round one.
All right. We need to talk about this patch because that happened after our last show.
Yeah, we definitely right. need to talk about that. That's cool.
And then we got eating jelly beans. Well. And then we got new Professor X.
What? No way.
Okay.
There's so much going on this show. I'm going to get hyped up now. Oh, man. Now I know what I got to get the script. Got to get the script.
All right. Are we ready to open up the thing with the stuff? I know it's like 8:50, but...
I got nothing else that's super secret.
I have not looked at anything to review its quality yet, but...
Is there any more football talk? Is that it?
No, I just... Once you said that, I was like, I should open up my email so I can look at the script so that I can follow along as the show proceeds.
Oh, Ray lives in this town.
I've heard of
Ray. There's a vague possibility that there may be a poker game this weekend. My boss and some other folks at work are trying to organize a poker game. Saturday night.
I will definitely be playing poker probably Friday, possibly Saturday night. It will not be in State College.
Oh, okay. Then never mind.
Yeah, way to go, Craig.
Since your wife has destroyed the ability to play Dungeons & Dragons with you,
yeah.
We took the opportunity to, we're going to Atlantic City, so.
Okay.
Well, we're going to Cape May. We'll probably go to
right.
Atlantic City.
You're going
as well.
Near Atlantic City.
Originally, we were inviting the Goffs to come with us, but yeah. Apparently they can't get off work, so that sucks.
That's true. We both failed.
Oh.
But we were thinking, you know, we shouldn't go to Atlantic City because then Kelly's, you know, stuck not going or whatever, because going with Owen is just...
The pits.
Atlantic City is not for kids.
Right.
But, hey, since you're not going,
yeah.
I'm probably going to Atlantic City.
That's what I like. Nice silver lining.
All right, I'm going to open it then.
Do it, Doug.
Nobody's expecting an open channel at this point.
Just Samurai and the immortal Alpha Team.
Yep. Alpha Team Hunger Force.
Mm-hmm. He's in this channel 24/7.
There's 230 people on this server, and we will get like 7 people to join the voice chat.
Well, that's total. That's not people who are online. Oh, no, it says online, doesn't it?
Now we're down to 228.
Yeah, but it's including away people as well.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I could say it's open.
Bah, ruined the suspense.
Okay. Oh, hey, look who was first.
Yeah, look at that.
Sartuk.
Old man Sartuk.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's speedy for an old man.
I think it's my fault he calls himself old man. I called myself old at one point, and he is my older brother, so by definition.
Hey, so apparently I'm in anniversary time because I got I'm on a Devil Dino streak here.
Hmm.
Got one coming tomorrow, one coming on Saturday. Looks like there's a Taskmaster thrown in between there.
Yep, I just had that. And then there's I'll just let you find it as it comes down the...
And some ISO and a 5-star Spider-Man.
That's what I got. I got enough Spider-Man. He was nice.
Today was day 1825. You know, I've been playing too much of DuckTales games, because now I see Grinch McScrooge's name, and all I can hear it is in Huey, Dewey, and Louie's accent. Uncle Scrooge? And then I just rescued Bubba Duck, and... He kept, Scooge! Scooge!
Nope, you're out.
It's great.
Someone cut his mic. No more Bubba Duck. I was down with everything else, but I feel like that is just crossing the line. I don't even remember Bubba Duck existed.
And Webby came on, you know, and did, you know, talk
what
like
is Bubba
Webby,
Duck? Yeah. Is Bubba Duck the caveman?
Bubba Duck's, yeah, Bubba Duck's the caveman.
Boo. Now, Webby, I'm fine with. Quacky Patch?
Yeah, Quacky Patch dolls. And I've had Launchpad, and I've had Gizmo Duck, and good times. See, and I sent you a text. Have you looked at that new Genesis Mini?
I got that text. I'm sorry that I have not made time to respond. I had a bit of a...
It looks sweet.
...situation. Plus, yeah, I haven't looked at it, but you made it sound good.
It's, you know, it's actually going to be made by Sega, so the quality won't suck.
Gizmo Duck is not a robot. Gizmo Duck was a suit of power armor that someone wore. The inventor was wears the power. No, did he wear the power armor, or did some doofus accidentally say blather and blather skates and bumble into the armor?
That's correct.
Okay.
Samurai's on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some good games in that Sega.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I would like to.
I'm really half tempted to buy it just so I can play like Echo and stuff again.
If they release it at a reasonable price, I'll look into it.
Yeah, it's pre-order for $80.
Hmm.
So $2 a game.
40 games. It's not bad.
Yeah, I think it's 40, 42.
Hmm.
You know, the actual like Genesis controllers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real nice.
You said Sega actually made this?
Sega's actually making this. They redid all the emulation, all the stuff, so that it actually functions correctly.
Cool.
They shrunk down the original console, right? They actually even left in the trap door in the top where you'd put a cartridge just so you could, you know, play with the trap door.
Okay.
I'm like, good old Sega. All right, ready to roll?
It's
9 o'clock in the PMs.
Sure.
All right, it's time for perspectives. Hey, speaking of perspectives, so I just found out that apparently somebody gave David Spade a late night talk show?
A channel?
Like Comedy Central?
Like the internet.
No, like Comedy Central.
Oh. Yeah, sure. He's at that point in his career. Why not?
Oh, I'm like, really? David Spade got a show? And apparently one of the guests was Dennis Miller. And I'm like, oh, he's really digging into all of his old friends to try and come up with content. I'm assuming it's returning the favor. I'm assuming when Dennis Miller had a show that...
He had David Spade on.
David Spade was totally on it.
Probably. But what's Dennis Miller up to these days? I thought he went the crazy.
He did.
I don't know that he does anything.
Yeah, I thought he went like Ian-style crazy with conspiracies and whatnot.
Who knows? All right, let's roll. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 205th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Yeehaw.
Jester's dead. You win? Hell no. No one's going to keep going? All right.
I don't have any idea what that was.
I was secretly hoping that the cicadas in the background were loud enough to be picked up on my mic, so it would just be like crickets and tumbleweeds.
I said to Hollywood, where'd he go? Hollywood said, where'd who go? Greatest movies ever. This is the week of August 14th and 21st of 2019. Your Deadpool dailies this week. Wednesday, Purple Kamala Khan, Thursday, Blue Quicksilver, Friday, Green Switch, Saturday, Vision, Purple Strange, Purple Thanos, Hawkeye, and Star-Lord round out the week. Over in the 5-day, 4-star grid! Out of Titans. When last we spoke, Nova was coming up next. How'd that go for you?
Fine.
No worries?
No worries. Dive bomb's never gonna happen. So as long as I can deny yellow,
right,
so that I don't have to punch my way through those annoying little shields, it went great.
Yeah,
too hard. Little finger laser here and there. Some Pew! Rocket Mans every now and again.
I'm surprised it took quite as long as it did, but he still didn't have a chance.
Right.
Kind of still sad.
Right. It did take a while, but he mounted no offense. So.
Number next is Ant-Man versus Teen Gina here.
I see. That makes sense.
Wow, Ray and I haven't met the same setup. That's weird for once.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm lacking.
Ian at the 155.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like I'm lacking his purple. And I feel like grow is where the damage gets done. I mean, the ants are kind of good.
Yeah, ants is where it's at.
Small-time crooks is also good, so I'll try.
Number next is... Safari Joe versus something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Oh, Ian's probably going to have to put some ISO into that Safari Joe. Level 70's probably not going to cut it.
I can't believe I have that many covers for him.
Yeah, look at you. 3-2-4 on the Safari Joe.
All right.
Dang.
We'll see.
I'm playing him at the always correct 5-4-4.
You know it. You must have been listening to one of my segments.
Storyland, Honor Among Thieves is running now. That'll get you three Electras, a Mysterio, Gwenpool, and the Super Soldier. Thick as Thieves comes up next. The Super Soldiers Gwenpole. Sad, sad trombone noise here. War Machine covers. Ugh. And then BDSM Carol after that. Space Season's still running. Fist Bump going on now. That'll get you a fist. Gamorpha, Ghost, and Punisher covers. All right. Let's talk about the exciting patch that hit last week.
Holy snap. It was huge.
It was huge. It was massive. Huge. And man, it's made the game so fast.
Man, the load up screen is faster.
Everything's faster.
Everything,
it's amazing.
Everything is better. Like
I love it.
I mean, the graphics on my computer, spectacular. It runs like it looks like it's in high definition.
I agree. I think that the everything, it downloaded super quick. The blurriness as the progressive images load is going away pretty quick. However, I have got some feedback, and it's not so great for everybody. Some people are experiencing that blurriness consistently. And the chat, they improved the chat. The chat, for the most part, works.
It works!
Except apparently on certain, I think it's on Android devices, if you're typing and you go beyond a line, it does not like scroll correctly. It does on an iDevice. I don't know about Steam. I haven't launched it on Steam. But,
I don't chat with you guys. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, hey, if you're typing that many words into that chat, stop it. Those should be short, quick little messages.
It's true.
I happen to type longer things, but I actually act as a commander for the group. So every now and then, you know, I have to relay some messages or ask.
Right, and you do it in three short parts instead of one lengthy nonsense.
Sometimes. Yes. Just think of it as a tweet. You keep your characters to a minimum. Come on.
So a couple other things. We did see when you're opening a vault. It has like a flashback to the image of the vault. Like as if you click on the token and the vault starts to open, and whether you skip it or not, it flashes back to the vault screen right before you get your image of what you got. It's kind of weird. It's not really a big deal, but
oh, when I open things in the vault, it's super smooth. I didn't even notice that. I just noticed how, you know, it used to have this. I would click it, and then it would pulse, and then it would open up. And beams of light would shoot out, and then eventually it would show me my cover, and now it's just a nice, smooth transition. I love the new update. I just think it looks... Oh, no, my heart!
The looks are amazing. The last thing that I got was... if you open up a multi-pack, or if you get a bonus...
Multi-pack!
You can no longer... You know, normally, you could just click anywhere, and it would then show you your bonus character. The click anywhere part doesn't work. So you have to hit the fast forward button in the bottom right, and then it shows you but it does the fast forward thing of, here's your stuff, okay, we're done. And like, so you got to either really pay attention, so we need the regular click back, but in any case.
But I don't really need to see those there. I'll just go to by where I actually add them in, and I'll see what I got there.
Truth.
I understand, but it was something that previously worked and now it doesn't. So just thought I would mention it.
Working as designed.
Right. Implemented as designed as opposed
That's
to.
That's right.
Yeah. But in any case, yeah, the graphics, I think the graphics are fantastically better. The time between fights, if you're trying to do fights quickly, it's like easily twice as fast. Again, I'm playing on an iPad, so. Your experience may differ, but it is really nice for me.
Yeah, it's super sweet on the iPad Pro. It's cooking with gas now, baby.
Yeah, those 1.21 gigawatts were gigawatts well spent.
Yeah. So ignore all the naysayers, developers. Two thumbs up from these guys.
Well, definitely thumbs up. Absolutely. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, all the different things that I saw gets voiced, because I know that a couple people listen to this podcast, so.
Other things, if you've got a bunch of money burning a hole in your pocket, there's a new offer for the Legendary Resupply.
Oh, yeah.
That'll get you 5 CP for you and your alliance. Not one, not two, not three, not four. 5 Legendary Tokens, 9,000 hero points, and, a little bit of ISO.
24,000, it's more than a little bit.
Not if you get, some of those 5 stars.
Yeah, it's very
24,000. That's gone.
But if you're doing that, every point of ISO helps.
So that is $75 giant.
That's crazy. No. Mine's only $74.99.
Yeah.
So much cheaper on Steam.
Woo, Steam!
Savings.
Shut up, Ian.
And a big thank you to a member of our alliance who did actually purchase that. Got a nice 5 CP. And he got 3 Iceman covers out of his 5
tokens.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
That was juicy.
I don't know.
I would have gotten like 5, like, something dumb, like Gwenpools or something.
It's almost as though you get what you deserve.
Anyway, so that's out there. Big news number 2. New character is now in the game.
What?
Are you ready, Ray? Here's the mystery name that I'm shipping to Ray. Are you ready?
Okay.
This is going to be $5 Chuck.
But why?
Because, you know, it's like the $2 Chuck you get at the grocery store. But this is $5 Chuck because he's a 5-star.
Okay. I'm not 100%, but I get
Whole
it
Foods
now.
$2 Chuck was a wine they sold at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought this was some distant reference to back when Arby's had Buck of Beef.
All right, maybe it was Trader Joe's. Sorry.
Mm.
I like what Grinch said. Trader Joe's is not a grocery store.
Any case, I'm going with $5 Chuck. So, he is a 5-star, blue, purple, black. His first power is called Signal Boost. That is a blue passive. Whenever you make a match 4 or greater, deal damage and destroy an additional tile in that color. It goes up at level 5, it is 7,819 damage. The purple power for 8 purple. To me, my X-Men. Fire this. Choose a color to call in one of the X-Men for aid. Here's a power that Ian will just love. You add 3 basic tiles of that color to the board. The color you pick determines who you get. So, for red, you get the Wolverine.
Hold on.
He does damage.
Fingers crossed. Come on. Go for it, Craig. I've been waiting.
Oh.
No, just keep going. I'm just getting optimistic. Right. I'm hoping that if you choose black, Colossus shows up and fastball specials someone.
Wait for it. If you choose yellow, Hank McCoy shows up and gives you a burst of healing.
Okay.
If you choose green, Rogue shows up and punches someone in the face.
Reasonable.
I don't know why you would ever pick that when you could pick red, which does more damage. Oh, because it's a team damage. Oh, well, that's nice of it.
Yeah, AoE as opposed to...
Ooh, 8,000 AoE. That's pretty nice. Yeah. All right, never mind. Blue power! Calls in Scott! Destroy a chosen tile's row and deal damage.
Right.
All right, now that I know that that's from Austin Powers, that's funnier. So thank you for explaining that.
The purple power brings you a piece of garbage, Jubilation Lee. She does something dumb by changing the colors of all 40 tiles.
That sounds awesome. In a not effective way.
How dumb.
That's a perfect power for Jubilee.
It really is.
Oh, it's a perfect power for Jubilee. It's just dumb. And then her black, however, it summons Storm.
Oh.
Who brings out her hailstones and converts 5 basic tiles into strength 862 attack tiles.
Oh, my.
At max level there.
That's okay.
Yeah. His black power is a passive called the Xavier Protocols. Xavier takes 12% less damage for each active X-Men member on the team. And 5% less for each other active ally. Red enemy powers cost more AP for each active X-Men on the team. As that goes up in level, it also affects green and yellow. So at level 5, you're taking 25% less damage for each active X-Men. Wow. And red, yellow, and green enemy powers cost 1 more. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that sounds okay.
So no, we'll see how Chuck rolls out. recruiting Professor X. Hey, new thing, kids. Remember how we always said you're not going to be able to spend hero points to get a 5-star? You can spend hero points to get a 5-star.
Wait, where? What?
So
what news is this?
The Thick as Thieves event store will have a 1 in 250 chance of getting you Professor X. And the 10 packs and 40 packs have a 1 in 166 chance to cover Professor X. So there you go. Buy yourself some things in the store. Maybe you get a Chuck. There's also the Higher Learning Special Legendary Store that runs the 22nd to the 26th. 15% chance to get Professor X, the whole banner, and Doctor Strange. Those are 25 command points each. Special Legendary Vault Charles Xavier, running those same dates. 40 items in there, one higher learning legendary token, a Scott, and a bunch of other stuff. Event schedule. So, Thick as Thieves. Professor X is in that event store. Unstable ISO 8 store event, Professor X is in the Heroes for Hire store. And then on the 22nd, 25th, a returning favorite, X-Men versus the Apocalypse.
When is that?
It will be the 22nd and 25th.
Ugh.
You okay?
Yeah, that's my least favorite event. It hurts me when it comes around. Because I have to participate because I'm in alliance with you guys.
Yeah.
And I can't phone it in. After a certain level, I can't just blow his brains out with Hulkbuster or something like that. I actually have to participate, or else he just fully heals, and all the time that I put into fighting him goes away, and I go, wow, that's awesome. Not only did I have to play this, but it wasted extra of my time.
Yep.
I like the puzzliness of it.
I do, too. I don't like the power that heals him fully.
Yeah.
I would, if it was like a situation where, I don't know, if I just couldn't defeat him fully, and until I solved that puzzle, I would feel more, but don't make changes for my needs, just, it's awesome. I like that there's a new game mechanic. I just, you know, I'm going through some things.
The Alliance event will award tokens to the Higher Learning Legendary Store.
Get a Professor X in there?
You could get a Professor X, you could get a Banner, you could get a Doctor Strange. So yeah, that's exciting news. $5 Chuck.
Yeah, I'm still not on board, but it's better than some of the other ones. So
Yeah, that last one was a dud. I've already forgotten what it was, but it stunk.
Jug's gun, baby.
Ah, that's what it was.
No.
Yeah, that's it. So I feel like when you set the bar at Jug's gun.
$5 Chuck, that's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the Superhero Showdown. Last week,
I'm here.
We had the amazing, the powerful, the unstoppable Massmaster versus some chump who surfs around on a surfboard.
Some hippie from California.
That's right. Some stupid, bald-headed hippie.
Some elderly surfer.
Keeps his body all, hairless.
Right.
Because he thinks it makes him look good and swim faster in the ocean.
Yeah, needs to use some Just for Men.
Yeah, what a chump. All right, Ray, tell me who wins.
With that in mind, I'm gonna tell you the first story that I've got here. Posted on Reddit, I'm pretty sure that this week was a late 80s movie, solitary badass with a surfboard who had a position of authority until he walked away, and an aloof kid who's sort of attacking him but isn't really a threat. A surrogate father montage in which the kid teaches him how to be human. Galactus arrives and Surfer compulsively sacrifices himself, losing the power cosmic and leaving the kid the surfboard with his dying breath and some cute joke that the kid told him. The kid surfs up to Galactus and gets him to agree to a game of Space Invaders for the fate of the world.
Wow!
Point being, there is no scenario where the old guy outlives the kid in this movie, so one vote for I literally didn't catch the kid's name because you guys were so sure he would get stomped.
Jack Powers! That's amazing! That was a great story. I absolutely would love it if at some point in that scenario, someone, pulled their service piece out of their holster and fired some shots in the air and went, no!
You know what Jack Power says? Who?
Jack Power. Me.
I kind of can get on that movie as long as the surfer, is retired living in a hut.
Right.
And no one talks to him. Yeah. And then the kid comes by and you find out that he's like an ex-Navy SEAL or something that murdered people for money.
Sure.
And now he just has given it all away, just lives in his hut and only serves. And then, something happens to the kid. He murders
and there's
700 people.
Sure. As long as there's a slightly older surfer who is Silver Surfer's mentor, played by Jack Elliott or Sam Elliott. I'm sorry.
Sam Elliott. Yeah.
Gives him some wisdom as to why he needs to mentor this kid. And then disappears an old cowboy into the darkness. Ooh.
Can you surf with that mustache? I mean, you're getting all that salt water in there. That's rough.
I'm pretty sure he has surfed with that mustache.
I'm pretty sure. He's done so many things. He tamed the Wild West. He rode with a ghost rider. I think he fought some people in Roadhouse. House.
All right. Another story, a little shorter. Jack sees his opponent. His entire body begins to shake. He falls to his knees and starts crying. Silver Surfer gives a long, poetic monologue on the evils of child endangerment and humans in general, and the Surfer flies off, forfeiting the match. Winner, Jack Bauer.
Yes! Two! Possibly three.
And all the other votes went for the Silver Surfer.
Boo!
Well,
who earns?
Three votes is more than I expected. I only expected one, actually. I live on the token Grinch vote.
Strangely enough, you lost Grinch on this one. Grinch did not vote for Jack. So,
oh, my heart.
He was like, I just can't do it.
Dang it! I totally forgot to write down next week's people again. Somebody text that to me later.
We will.
All right, but this week, however, in the Tetradecagon, we have the one, the only Baron Zemo versus some chump who stretches a bunch. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Stretch Armstrong?
That's right.
Plastic Man.
Yeah. I don't remember who had who, so somebody take it away.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not optimistic for her. I'll start because I don't know a ton about Baron Zemo.
Oh, okay.
I think he's just a dude. He might be a brilliant tactician and a little bit evil. But let me tell you, he's slightly more brilliant, slightly more elastic. And, you know, do all his parts stretch? You know, even...
So do you think that the thing has, like, a stone dork?
Is the thing dork made of orange rock? I don't know. Mr. Fantastic and all his parts stretch? So, anyway... I mean... He, wow. Sorry, I'm looking at the list of things that he can do. He is, like just being, like, the amount of his shape changing, he can also, it's not going to help him. He's going to totally devastate you in every way, right? I mean, he can contain explosions, redirect projectiles, he's a good grappler, hyper intelligent, and he's got all these other, like, fun things. He can change into geometric shapes. He can do imitations now. He can open locks. He can generate wind. He can turn into a semi-solid liquid state. He can turn into plasma, apparently. That's wacky.
Just think of all the shadow animals he can make on the wall.
Totally. He can shape his fists into a variety of blunt weapons like hammers and maces, morning stars, and whatever else is in your D&D handbook. I'm loving this. All right, go ahead, Baron Zemo. Tell me about.
All right, so Zemo, under his powers, he has slowed aging.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, that's all of his powers.
Oh.
His abilities, however, he is a genius level intellect, a master combatant, a expert swordsman, an expert marksman, a master tactician. He is the epitome of the evil genius who plots a horrendous tactic to try and, you know, trick you. And when you put him in a cage match, I just,
I was going to say, because I feel like I have all those things too, plus plasticity, which leads to lots of abilities.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going up against, like, one of the smartest good guys in the Marvel Universe, so it's going to be hard. I do have
suit. Whoa. Calling Reed Richards a good guy is a bit of a stretch.
He's a pretty good guy.
No pun intended. He is not. He's a scumbag.
That's not true.
In any way.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. Nice. You tell the Hulk that when you get banished off to a different planet.
That's fine. The Hulk is for the greater good.
No way.
Greater good. And he saved the whole planet! It worked out for everybody!
No one likes Reed Richards.
He saved
all
those people.
His own wife didn't even like him. She divorced him, too.
But she did not. She didn't believe that he was gone, and she rebuffed the advances of Imperious Rex.
No way.
Totally rebuffed
them. That guy is sexy on a stick.
That guy's a bum. That guy lost. Who'd that guy lose to? He lost to some chump 2 weeks ago.
He loses to nobody, and you remember that, son.
Let me get through this. Okay. Baron Zemo also has a suit. It's circuitry. It has a hood guarding against psychic assault. That'll be useful against Reed. He has adhesive X that allows him to be sticky. And under his weapons, he has Baron Zemo's sword, which is described as a sword that Baron Zemo wields.
That's right.
Nice.
I cut through your stretchiness. Ha ha.
Hey, remember, that adhesive X don't come off now. That's how you get a red bucket stuck in your head for all eternity. I mean, that bucket don't come off. I mean, it's on there. Sorry, I Grinch's comment made me laugh. So he said, Serene is rubber and Zemo is glue.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, there you go. That's what I got. I'm going to try and thwart you with my intellect. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, in a cage match, I don't think Zemo's got much of a chance on this one. But
I was going to say, I'll destroy you with my evil demeanor. sinister machinations.
Reed will break out and imagine that.
Oh, he totally will.
Get Zemo to stare at and be like, what is that thing?
I'll build a Zemo nullifier and just will him into non-existence.
Anyway, that's what's happening in the Tetradecagon.
Right.
Everyone, please come vote. Any other news? Any local news? I got nothing really going on. I drove some Teslas. That was fun.
Just you like had some free time and you're like, I know.
I was at an electric car event and they had a Model S there and I got to drive that. And then they had a Model X there and I got to drive that.
An electric car event?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where and why?
It was in the Bell Fusions land.
Oh. So nearby. It was there
Yes.
Okay.
I was there to learn about, you know, grants and things for putting in car chargers and such in the borough.
Gotcha.
Of State College. We talked about electric buses and all kind of stuff.
We already have one, and I just didn't feel like I didn't feel like it. There's just certain attitude, and like you have to be in a certain mindset to go to an electric vehicle like event. I can't take those people for that long. I know I'm one of those people technically, but there are too many hippies. I just so I didn't go.
Self-loathing, Ray. So many rays at this convention. I'm not going. I'm the one and only. No, I hear you.
Moving on then.
Yeah,
next week,
do it, Doug.
On It's Always Sunny in Xandar, the Soul Sword.
Awesome. Let's talk about everybody's favorite kid sister, magic. Purple, red, blue. Ugh. Let me try to slog through this purple ability, and then we'll get to the other two abilities that do something. The Ruler of Limbo costs 9 purple AP. It creates a one-turn purple repeater tile that converts 2 basic tiles to red. While this tile is on the board, the power becomes the Return! The Return creates 3 strength 40 strike tiles? Ha! Okay. The only thing I like about that ability is the animation is the same one for both abilities and just played in reverse, and I think that's just so fun. Every time it happens, I was like, that's awesome. I'm not making 2 animations for this lame power. Okay. Slice Sorcery. Let's talk about that Soul Sword. Chopping folks up. Doing damage. It does... Fighting around the world. Does 4,800 damage and removes 2 enemy strike, attack, protect, or countdown tiles. That's useful, if only it costs less than 12. But that's okay, because Eldritch Armor costs 0. Every time a friendly power is fired, she creates 2 strength 69 giggity protect tiles and improves 2 strike, attack, or protect tiles by 66. That's okay. I mean, this has got to be... As much as I want it to not be to be a 5-4-4, it seems like a clear-cut case of 3-5-5. I only have her at the slightly more popular 0-0-1. Ray, you are an adamant player of Marvel Puzzle Quest and collector of covers. Have you ever used this character, or use this character at the specifications that I recommended?
Yes, absolutely. 3-5-5 is the way to go. The purple powers just doesn't do much. The damage is nice when you do get it, but it's just, you know, it's too high. Price is too high.
Rent! It's too damn high.
It does damage? Purple doesn't do no damage.
No, the red.
Yeah, the red seems okay. Oh, that's why she's not more effective. If that were like a you know, a nine coster, that then maybe we're in business.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, I have not used her except where she's been required. She's okay.
Yeah. She seems really, really, really meh.
As opposed to meh, who is pretty good.
Yeah.
Who's pretty good. Yeah.
Right. Right. She seemed middling. She's like in limbo, if you will.
I saw what you did there.
Yeah, that was a real stretch. I didn't even deserve a moan.
Oh, nope. That was the last segment.
Being a real stretch. Yeah. Yeah. A grasshopper says magic plus...
Thanks for explaining that, Ray.
Magic plus 3-star cage and 3-star fist equals so many buffed tiles. Interesting. I mean, you got cage and fist together anyway, so, yeah.
Right. Oh, I see. Yeah, because... Fist has some pretty inexpensive abilities, so you're firing friendly stuff often. They both had, they put out protect and attack tiles. Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's, it's hard to imagine not using Scarlet Witch in that scenario, but.
Sorry, that pause was so long. I was hanging on the end of my seat.
I got distracted. I was swizzling my mouse wheel, and... on the page where I'm getting this information, the most popular build for magic is 454, and I was like, no way! No way, that's the best! I vote for 454 also. I rescind my reasonable comment and change it to 454.
I'm very curious why 454, but I'm, well, okay, I don't know. That curious, but
yeah, the first power. Other than the animation is a real sad trombone. Alright. Hey, I'm not even going to ask Craig. I know he doesn't use magic.
Nope.
She's an awesome character. Not one
she
of
is
the
in
better.
The comics.
Yeah, absolutely. Ileana Rasputin. That's what's happening here in Xandar.
That's it. Let's roll over to the mailbag. Willie, what you got cooking?
Uh-oh. I need to pay attention.
Do you, though? I get by.
In the mailbag this week, let's start over on Reddit. D-Wing said he was guessing on the clue from last week. Stars equals constellation equals Hercules. Yeah, that didn't work out.
Oh, that'd be nice. I'd love to see Hercules nice. In this game.
Yeah, I would as well. That would be cool.
Yeah.
The update is impressive, but taking some getting used to visually. I think we kind of covered that. I'm kind of curious, though. Are you using like an iPad or an Android? Are you doing Steam? What's going on? He did also say Ray was correct. It didn't take long. I said. And on our conversation about the video games, Craig, you described a hurt your opponent game, and Ian didn't harm Craig with it. There's a glitch in the Matrix.
What were we talking about?
You were talking about the game, but it was your story. You and your nephew tried to injure each other.
Oh, the physical harm game. Yeah, Ian and I didn't play it together. But
nope,
yeah.
I didn't know it existed. I was off drinking drinks, eating tacos, drinking more drinks, and I came back to discover that there was a game where you could injure Craig. It was too late.
Having a pizza that had a sliced potatoes on it, I would have never expected I would enjoy such a thing, but I really did.
Yeah, it was pretty excellent.
Yeah.
Like cooked potatoes or raw potatoes?
Cooked potatoes. You're not supposed to eat raw potatoes. They normally don't serve that in stores.
Really? Raw potatoes taste pretty good.
They do. It doesn't mean that it's not in the nightshade family and you're not supposed to eat it uncooked.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to eat like 10 pounds of raw potatoes. I mean...
that just seems like unnecessary caution to the wind. Sorry, I was out earlier and there is... I take very little effort when it comes to yard and lawn maintenance compared to, say, everybody else in my neighborhood. Like, I mow the lawn once a week, maybe once every 5 days if it gets too long. And that's it. I walk around holding a weed whacker that I don't activate so it looks like I weed whacked. And then I take my leaf blower and blow the grass out of my neighbor's driveway because I'm a polite neighbor. Long story. My father-in-law is checking out my sidewalk, seeing all the crabgrass growing in between every crack. And he's like, you gotta do something about this. Like, just hit it with some Roundup. And I was like, doesn't that give you non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It sure does.
And he's like, bah! I grew up drinking Roundup and I'm fine. Look at your wife. I sprayed her with Roundup every day and she's fine. Don't worry about your son. And I was like, that seems really unnecessary. How about I just get like a weed whacker and maybe a spade and dig up these weeds and just call it a day? I bet there's a recipe for non-lethal Roundup on the internet. Where were we? When we were eating raw potatoes.
Yeah. D-Wing, a couple more comments. Janet is useful with Carol because she can help build special tiles with yellow and her blue. You only need 6 AP, F5 covers, and it spams one turn countdown. So that was in regard to the last week's synergy segment.
Oh, right. Damn it, Janet. I love you.
And finally, he said that he wants Darkwing Duck next week. So, you know, incorporate some Darkwing Duck, I guess.
Okay.
No, I was not as big a fan of Darkwing Duck.
It was good. I don't know if it holds up, though.
No.
I'm going to go with no.
No, it never does. Nothing does.
He does quack at the night, though.
He did.
McKeed22 said, what do I need to do to get a copy of this fantasy football cheat sheet?
Please send your request to sneakybeat15@hotmail.com.
There you go.
I'll send you what I sent, Craig.
Also, I know that I'm late on this, but the synergy segment should be brought to us by Synergize.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
And over on the D3 forums, Iron and Wine said that this is in regards to the synergy segment as well. I like Gamora as the third character with Carol and Coulson. Aim on getting blue fired quickly and get some special tiles out there from Gamora and Coulson's countdown, which Carol uses to buff all those special tiles that you just threw out. So that's not a bad idea. Gamora, 4-star Gamora is a solid character no matter what. So I thought, that's pretty good. And it's also not too difficult to get her blue and stun everybody for a little bit. So that's a pretty good suggestion. In any case, we were going to go along with news. So that's all I got. The mailbag, right. That is it.
Thanks, Willie. All right, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. Solid. Sorry, I forgot how the segment worked.
There's some characters.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. 3-star players. Elektra's boosted. Her black's okay. Let's take a pass on her altogether.
Her red does damage every round.
It does. And it'll do a little bit more. So there you go. Let's just save her purple for someone else. Double cross seems like such a bummer.
I thought 3-star Elektra didn't do anything. It's 4-star Elektra that does the dance with death.
Doesn't 3-star Elektra do the same thing?
No, it does like one individual attack. Crippling blow, right?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that she was 4-star and then became a 3-star. I thought it was the other round. Ugh.
This is true, but I thought that once you fire that, it puts out... Isn't that the one where she puts out a countdown that does damage every round?
No, that's the 4-star one. That's the 4-star red. That's the dance of death. But the 3-star does something else. Let's just take a pass on Elektra altogether and talk about
Gamora. I agree. She's next. Move on.
I have to defend myself. Her red deals damage and then puts out a 4-turn countdown tile that does damage to the enemy when it ticks down each turn.
Oh, so it is.
It's not the
similar,
same.
Similar. No.
Yeah.
It is somewhat ongoing. Yeah.
But it's just not as ongoing.
No.
Less ongoing.
Right.
It's only 4 turns of ongoing.
Right. Gamora, she's pretty good.
Yeah.
Her red is a bargain.
It is.
And does, when she's boosted, probably a little bit north of 2,000 damage.
I know, but she'd chop you with that sword.
That's a bargain for 5. Go nuts. Her Skullcracker does some damage, too, so you can do that. And her swords, she's got a bad reputation. Her strike tiles, boosted. Enjoy.
She don't give a damn about it.
Nope. Human Torch.
No.
What's that?
Not me.
Oh, you're still there. I should have known. I'm sorry.
Right, keep going.
Human Torch, his red is okay for 8. He does a good deal of damage with his fireball, we'll say. His other two things are going to be boosted too, but they're not so cool. His attack tiles are better.
That red is where it's at.
Yeah.
Good damage.
And his green keeps eating up green every turn. Otherwise, it would be amazing. So let's... Loki! Hooray! He's okay. He does not benefit, I think, in any way from being boosted other than he might have some extra hit points.
Hit points, yeah.
But he's still a good guy. You can still use him. He'll last a little bit longer. She-Hulk, another... Is this an all red character weak? Because her red is also okay. It does some AoE. Busts up the bottom half of the board.
Yeah, except for Loki, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. 3-star weak. Real snooze fest. let's see if the 4-stars are going to fare any better. They have to fare better than that, I would think. Oh, Ghost Rider.
Johnny Blaze.
Yeah. He was as a... I don't know what his... I feel like they recently reworked his red and his green so that they did more.
They do damage and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Feel like his green... Does that where he drives over your... face with his motorcycle and does a little bit of AoE.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff there. And he makes attack tiles with his Hellfire, so you can use him for a little bit more than just his Penned Stare while he's boosted. Oh, Sue. The reworking machine. Reworked almost as frequently as her husband, Mr. Fantastic. The sinister Mr. Fantastic.
That's right.
Her force field crush does, I think it does a lot of damage. Am I wrong?
It does pretty good damage nowadays, yeah.
It does. And it should do a lot while she's boosted. Her protect tiles from going invisible also. Okay stuff. Oh no, a new character. I'm in the weeds. Someone help. Mysterio. I know. I'll use Samurai's help and read what he made all this time working to do. Looks like his purple creates a trap tile that does some increased damage this week, and more damage if he's invisible. His blue does some damage to the highest level enemy. Ooh. And he steals a burst of health? That's wacky.
Yeah.
So the burst of health steal should be increased this week. That is, wow. Stealing health burst. That's something. See what old Punisher to the Mazax does.
Like, that's just something, like, you know, Blade does or something. Like, you know, he sucks your blood and takes away some of your life. Yeah.
Punisher. He has a...
Ooh, and they had Dracula in this game. They should totally give him that power.
Do they have Dracula in this game? Does Dracula exist in the Marvel Universe?
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He's all over the place in Marvel Comics.
That was one of the first comics I ever read was X-Men versus Dracula. It was weird.
And don't forget, for a while, Jubilee was a vampire.
I feel like you're just... This is like anti-Jubilee propaganda.
No, she actually was a vampire for a while.
Well, he does a lot of damage with his punish ability. He does some sketchy AoE with his green ability. And his strike tiles are going to be better. Oh, goodness. I don't know what they're doing with Venom these days, but... Because I think he got reworked, but I don't... think he's better now. Like, I remember Lethal Protector used to do a good deal of damage and then put out some protect tiles, and now it does something else.
No, it does damage and puts out some enemy protect tiles.
Okay. Well, that's good. I thought it did more. I don't know. His green does some damage, so if you want to use his Symbiotic Fury, do that. Wow, yeah, so if you're playing Puzzle Quest this week and you're in 4-star or 3-star world, sorry about that. not a lot of big wins this week. Let's see if I can't inspire you to try something new. Samurai recommends Elektra and Venom. So use Elektra's purple. Oh my goodness, this is getting weird already. Use Elektra's purple. You've lost me, but I'm going to listen. Use Elektra's purple to give the enemy some weak strike tiles. Venom will also give them some weak protect tiles. This makes Venom's green cheaper and creates a board shake when you fire it off.
Yeah, that would do that.
Hmm. Well, you know, when this is what you got to work with, guess you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, but I'm glad that Samurai tried. So, listen
could
to
you
me
make a, But you could make, like, a leather purse out of a sow's ear.
Probably. That makes more sense. Mm-hmm. Ugh, that just seems like a gross purse. Maybe, like, a change purse. Those are already unnecessary. Or a clutch. You could make a leather clutch out of a sow's ear. Now you've won me back. You could take that to prom, because it can't hold anything. just listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, Mystify.
Mystify.
All right, let's move on to the ever-popular team-up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
It's going to make me laugh every time. I hear the reverb that I haven't even put in yet. All right, this week, I'm sticking with, and this is because I keep seeing on Reddit, I keep seeing people in the three-star realm. I'm constantly posting about, hey, I've just champed all the three stars, and I'm moving on to four stars.
So, I see that too, and I'm always like, wow, there are people still joining this game. Good for them. That's wonderful news.
Exactly. So, and this one is actually a team that was suggested to me by my wife, who is in that same type of area. So we've talked about Kamala Khan before. Kamala Khan is a key component to this. Again, she can heal you when you fire a power with another of your allies. That is very useful. Use her with Black Panther and Vision. And what this does is it provides you with a bunch of different AoEs. You've got Black Panther's AoE, you can do Red and Blue for Vision's AoE, and you can do Marvel's, Kamala Khan's, Green for AoE. And it allows a full, like, rainbow coverage of the board. Again, it's a three-star situation, so if you're in the three-star realm and you have these characters, that's what you're going to want to go for. And the blue you're going to want to focus on Vision instead of Black Panther. I don't particularly like Black Panther's blue. I think it's kind of...
it's slow and it's not that good.
Exactly. So you're going to want to use your blue with Vision. And the thing is, even if you have enough blue, that's when you can fire off your yellow, because you want to switch back to blue for that damage. And when you switch back and forth like that, Kamala Khan's just going to be healing you up constantly. It's very annoying when the computer uses them together, so use them back.
Yeah, that totally sounds like a team where the animations need to be turned off.
No way! We've got these new high-def, super-fast-moving animations, dude!
Yeah, but that is way too many Vision doing Vision things, and Kamala Khan going ding, and I just wouldn't be able to take it.
I do like the healing aspect. I feel like I could find a better way to spend that yellow with Black Panther because his strike tiles are potent. But I do like the only five cost being able to hit that yellow button over and over again for the healing that you need.
It's a weird team. I would never have used it, but all right.
That's what this segment's for, to expose you to weird teams that you wouldn't necessarily use. And so that we can argue over whether it's team up time or synergy segment.
So
how do I build my each one of these guys, Ray?
Oh, that's a good question. So Kamala Khan, I would go with a 5-3-5 so that you can get all the most out of that healing. The purple, she does have your only purple, but really that's just there to make more green. And
right.
You're going to have enough stuff going on. It shouldn't matter. The healing, if you're going up, I think this is for if you're going up against somebody tough, because her healing just keeps you in the game then. Black Panther is a 5-3-5 because I don't like his blue. And Vision is a 5-5-3 because his yellow is just there to throw to get more healing.
Nice. Great.
So there you go.
Thanks, Unify. I think. Unless we're changing it to synergize.
I don't know.
No, that doesn't rhyme with all the other ifis.
I thought so, but okay, we'll stick with Unify.
Synergize. It, the way it kind of works. It's similar.
Yeah, stretch it. Sounds like rough. Yeah, it sounds like I was writing a song and I really needed to force a rhyme in there.
Yeah. All right, Ian, you got the Steam open.
You know I don't.
We're going to go old school to the original guy, this guy.
This guy.
Open up some tokens. I'm going to poke Bobby on that spike that appears to be coming out the middle of his back. Oh, it's a purple. We got us a 5-star, kids. Pepper Potts. Do or die.
Oh, that's cool. Rescue solid.
Yuck. That gets her up to the... oh, the poop house.
Nice.
1-1-1.
All right. I'm going
go
to poke
it,
him
Ray.
In the eye, because that's
classic.
That's standard. Ooh. Sorry, Ian, I took your 5-star.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay. Not ready for 5 stars.
I am getting an ice storm. 5-star storm.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, kinda. She is now at a 0-4-0. I'd like to get a couple of the other powers. That'd be nice, but...
Any second now.
I only have 1 storm cover, so suck it.
I'm going to avoid classic ocular damage and that creepy scoliosis thing that Craig pointed out and poke him in his Dragon Ball Z-style hairdo. See if I can't. Yep. We knew there was a 4-star coming. Had to be one out of the bunch. Hey, what do you know? Nightcrawler. I'm sure I need that.
I like him.
I do, too. I did need it. It was red. It was on guard. And now he is at a 4-3-3.
Getting closer.
Yeah, that's a build that I can get on board for.
All right. Let's do the original guy.
This guy.
Ian, tell you about the podcast network.
Oh, my goodness. Kids, do you like wrestling? Do you like podcasts about wrestling? Check out the soon-to-be-named network. It's got podcasts. They're all about wrestling. Even the ones that are about Marvel Puzzle Quest and atheism and secularism, also about wrestling now. I will change the format of both of those shows to include some sort of wrestling.
Hey, if we could have like a weekly RVD update or something on this show, that would be fantastic.
Well,
he's got to be doing something out there in the world.
Actually, all we get on this show is Alpha Team. His logo is our wrestling in memoriam. I can't see who that is. His circle is too small. Is that the King Harley Race? I don't know, but he could be dead. So I'll add a dead wrestler segment to this show, and I will leave wrestling out of the other show because that is Ray's show, and that is not my place to make changes.
That is definitely anyway, Harley Race.
Is it?
Good nice. Call.
So yeah, the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. You can also check out our archive of hiatus and defunct shows. So check it out, Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
I was trying to go to robvandam.com, but it's not loading for me. Apparently it doesn't work very well in the Edge. Maybe I'll try Firefox.
Anyway.
You and that browser.
Anybody else? Anything else will go to the order?
Negatory.
Don't use Edge? Okay, I'm good.
Anyway. Thanks everybody for joining us again this week. Puzzle Warriors 3, you know the deal. Vote for Baron Zemo, please. Click on our Amazon banner and give us some stuff. CafePress.com/Puzzle Warriors 3. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, sometimes a cage becomes a menagerie. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
I like that one. Good night.
Whoa, really?
Snap.
This is a first. Craig wins.
Woo, fatality. Where's the one you make a birthday, the cake? Friendship. I'll have to do it. Friendship.
Friendship.